pulling around a little bit on the 525, and they're putting the reading paper together on it now.
Looks me anything. Today?
Yeah.
He said, no, or yes?
Well, he said the 525 is, you know, not flexible enough for the policy. It's more flexible than George and Dunlop indicated. I think George expected that, and he's put this material together for you.
He and Dunlop said it was 525, was it? But.
They made it clear that it's flexible, as it was last year.
Get it over here first, and they said.
They were working the Sapphire, it was working on about an hour ago, so somebody carried it out. I would raise two things with you today, so I don't have to bother you with it tomorrow.
Sure.
First of all, on Foreman, the championship, George Foreman, he was an athlete for Mexico. I talked to my friend Barney Littlefield out in California.
Oh, yeah.
I said, listen, Mr. Foreman, he's a fantastic guy. He said, matter of fact, Nation's Business asked Littlefield, he goes for an article for him entitled, Don't You Ever Put Down an American System to Me. So apparently, he's a guy who's been pretty vocal about the fact that, look, I came from nowhere and I made it on my own, and yeah. I don't kick this place around.
That's
so true. I told Rose that, and she had to play him.
Right. Good answer. Right, that's good. Right.
So, it's good to have
a... yeah, well, it'll be come.
Then the other thing, Mr. President, I raise this now. I don't think it's worth it. Park
Bolton. Yeah.
Well, he is pushing the case of Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
And I won't burden you for details, but he says that one of the generals who testified in the civil service committee here indicated that his investigative record showed that Fitzgerald was cleared in May of 1969. Clark then goes on to point out in his letter to you that he gave me that when he was here serving as your special counsel,
yeah,
that the Air Force came into his office, into Clark's office here at the White House, in December of 1969, many months later, and indicated that Fitzgerald was still under question for conflict of interest and so forth.
Right. Right.
The point of his letter is that he feels something should be done. He feels that something should be done about the Fitzgerald case. And if not, he feels that he is compelled to testify before the civil service here.
Right, right. Well, but wait a minute. He's got to
see, which would mean that he would be testifying before the civil service hearing on information that he obtained while he was working in for the President of the United States. And he says
he didn't get it from me, though.
No. And he, Clark, I don't think understands it because he points out in here that he said, as I know, as you know, I disagree with the President's mission on executive privilege. I would not avail myself under any circumstances.
What else? Okay, let's let it go. What is the situation on the case? I don't think I have any
understand
it, whatever.
What I would like to do
is
because he has his letter, he said,
right.
To have John Lee call Clark in.
Yeah.
At your request.
Right.
And simply give him the facts on this parent case and see what.
John the President wants him to get the facts and see what the situation is. And we'll add it. But that it would be best that he not raise it tonight.
That's what our thing, John.
You should call him in. You better get him in.
I'm going to call Clark now.
Yeah. And say, look, the President talked about it. He says, look, he has no particular recollection of
felt that he did get a phone raffle over there.
Oh, see.
But
I see the case I was thinking about when he asked me was the other case.
Right. one that, as a kid, did such a great job at handling.
Yeah.
But Clark being such a zealot as he is.
No, well, he may be right.
He might be right.
Well, that's what I want to tell him. The president is maybe, he says he may be right, and says to get to the bottom of it, we'd like for him, the president has to do 2 minutes. When I talked to Dean, and he says the president has some recollection that Harlow has some information on him. I want to talk to Harlow, and then do the, present the facts to me, and I'll see what we can do. On the president's taking a personal interest in it, but I don't want him to write when I go. He can later, on a
private basis.
He'd be privileged to write it later, but I said that I thought that I got to get to the bottom of this case, so we didn't do it. And ask him that I'd be interested in his personal evaluation. He thinks he's a good man. All right, fine.
Well, he sent you a call with the guys tomorrow about Kenneth Cook, retired Air Force weapons analysis, who died of a heart attack in 54. As Clark said, there was a shock in the morning there. He was living on the very low south because of his whole Iraq. See, part of it.
Who was the Kenneth Cook?
And
his
servants. No, we didn't do it.
He didn't crash.
But this is one of these.
Well, now, Clark, though, you've got to remember that he also, in fairness to Iraq, Clark, you can get the account.
Well,
I've got a fact. Clark was also one of those fellows that tried to defend that other, that State Department. Remember that guy that we put on? No, he had, I think he was with Willard Edwards on that case. You remember that case?
I don't remember the name.
Well, the one that involved, the can in the State Department.
Oh, yeah,
Lieutenant Tepper.
I was going to tell.
Well, I'll just say that the president says that this is this intrigues him. The case intrigues him, and he sends Clark's an honest reporter, and he wants the facts, and he's asked Dean to get the facts, and also to discuss the executive privilege. Well, to get the facts, he'd also like for him to get, if he wants Harlow, right, to get Harlow to check him on it. No, we're not. Let's get off our back. We just want to know the facts, but he must not write it until we get the facts and knowledge, and then it'll be pertinent. When they get Dean gets it properly presented, it will be presented to me, and I'll make a judgment on it myself. Fair enough. And I call him, and I see very sure what the president said, taking a personal interest in decided to do a judgment on this himself. You can't write it yet. First, you talk to Dean. He'd also like to talk to Harlow. Both Dean and Harlow are going to ask for an opinion. And he'll also have to try to get the Air Force's judgment on just their side of it, too. And,
I just raise this in this matter.
Well, it's just.
I just don't want to have to hit
you there. Well, you say this is very interesting. Now, the main point that you would see coming up tomorrow, I guess, is what maybe the aid to Vietnam and food prices, the dollar, and wage price.
Sapphire is just completing a memo that we're working on.
But what do you think we ought to get out of this particular memo?
So, my point, my view is,
what do you want?
Points we want out of it, working in the DC.
Right.
Getting that.
Yeah.
But also,
that's a loser. Okay.
Yeah, and the budget matter. In fact,
you still have to keep the budget down.
The budget down, but hit the point that we're not talking about cutting the budget, but we're talking about responsible increase in the budget. Because there's an awful lot of debate, you know, bandied around now about the fact that we're talking about a budget cut. We're talking about, as you have said, responsible.
Well, we're talking about how much it'd be increased.
That's right. Is the fact that it will not be the money that will come out of the rest.
Has that been said by anybody out there?
So I've been hoping that it's been said in some testimony, but it's never been, you know, they're driven home.
All right, what else? Who? Just say that he thought the food prices would tend to move down, or at least. That the
They pressed him.
Level out?
They pressed him. Well, can you give a date on grocery store prices?
Of course not.
He said, of course I can. As we've said before, we expect farm prices to be at the same level end of this year as they were at the start of this year. That will have impact on grocery prices. We expect, because the steps we've taken to increase supply, which is the problem, to demand for food prices to begin to level out and go down in the second half of the year, as you said before. I asked him one lot, maybe a good answer, where he said, what we want to do is to write that information for the food prices. Someone said, what do you think the right thing is? And he said, get food prices down. So that.
This is their current question. Did they go into gold?
No.
Well, they did.
They don't understand gold. They don't even understand the 5.5% that you
The 5.5 has never been a written number.
Et cetera.
It's, we have had some for inequities and so forth. Well, we can't indicate that there is a lid as well.
Yeah. And this is what this material is, the experts are comparing.
All right, what about the Scheel laws? Can I ask me about that?
Well, I think the press conference tomorrow, unlike many in the past, has no central focus on the
Nobody cares.
Well, they can, of course they care.
No, but I mean, there's nothing in particular.
There's no festering issue.
They're depressed because of the war. Not good issues they thought. They're depressed because of the deal. That was, Fred said, God bless America. They hate America. And so they're in a nasty mood. That's the way I can imagine. That about it.
Their mood is good. Their mood was good this afternoon. I think the nastiness is fast because they were an excellent friend of mine. A large group of people. But I think there's, I think more than asking us, some of them are frustrated, of course.
Oh, I understand.
But the people who will be at this press conference are the basic reporter is a little bit off balance, you know, because you've been doing a lot, you've been saying a lot, positions are out on a number of things. That's why I think,
what about Scheel law? Well, please, you should say about that. Well, I was just simply going to say, well, the Attorney General's very technical matter, to testify on that. Or later in the week. I could say that if you want to. I think we should say that you make the case for the fact that we have not, this is primarily a matter of state courts and local courts, not the federal courts. The federal courts have been.
Well, they tried to pull out these duties for issue that the Kennedy and Johnson there is here in Western.
They don't have it.
And it's so hard because of the number of.
Right, fine, but how many have been issued in our group?
13.
13.
But 11 of those were asked, were requested by the newsman, who didn't mind giving the material, but just wanted to have us again. But the other two cases they're pulling out, working in the background, that we're getting those.
Those, they say, are.
I'm inclined to think.
Three a year. Not bad, too. Three every year.
But I'm inclined to think that you should not inject yourself into it.
That's what you say. I'm not going to take the position on it.
Well, you've already taken the position on it right before the campaign. You made the point that in a letter to the Freedom of Information Committee,
we favored mine.
No. That the guidelines, which are in effect now, it's put into effect in 1970, seem to strike the proper balance between the First Amendment Freedom of the Press and the judicial process of our identity, so that the accused have due process. And that you would not recommend a partial or a qualified Scheel law unless we came to a point where that balance was
just
about a gap, about a filter that was in there, yeah. It was being abused. Now, there's still, in today's circumstances, a discussion of justice.
I don't give a damn as a counsel, if they want to say, except that if a press man is engaged in the commission of a crime, he cannot be. Yes, you. Right? Nobody's suggesting that, are
they?
No. If he's engaged in a conspiracy, he can't be shielded, can he?
But a full Scheel law could lead to a circumstance where say, there's a hijacking or a robbery or something, and someone would tell a newsman about that and have him
to it.
In general terms.
I did, why don't I just say Attorney General's not justified on that?
Because if you say, for I qualify shield law, for shield law, you're not for shield law, out of any of those statements.
I'm just going to say, look, this is a very technical matter, and I can only point out that it's primarily a matter that involves local, local and state practice, proceedings at other levels, rather than federal. There have been only three a year in this administration. Nevertheless, there is a problem that concerns the press, the Attorney General will present the position of administration under this group. Very technical, I don't want to that's not right. Well, I can say it's primarily for local matter rather than federal. The freedom of the press versus the security of the country. The freedom of the press versus the where the criminals go free. That's what it is.
That's what a full shield law would do.
Well, the press, if
any of them say, a lot of the press are fearful of it, but they full shield.
Why are they doing it?
Well, because the next step. Shield law, the federal shield law binding to the states, well then that is a step or a possible step toward the federal regulation. It's mixed. The debate is very mixed on it. You can guys like stand some of the federal people screaming for a shield law, a qualified shield law, because of their own economic self-interest in the way to divert issue away from network dominance. That's very well done. I don't think we should do it. Yes, I do.
Yes,
I do. One of the others.
What do you mean then? Why would the shield law got to do with network dominance?
They know they're vulnerable on network dominance.
Yeah. So what's the shield and how does the shield?
By suggesting that everything we do.
Oh, I see. It's a threat where we are threatening them and suppressing them.
Right. And therefore they're going to scream about that, saying we need a shield law to protect us from an administration that is throwing people in jail, this type of thing.
Why are we?
No, of course not.
What TV men have been thrown in jail?
Not whatever. By going that route in a press conference, you never get a question that you are right in the center of it. General, leading toward taking now is that we have the guidelines which have been very workable. We have no objection to codification of that by legislation, but we don't need to go further, and it's not needed now as far as we're concerned. The motion of time is that you want to put what we're doing now in the legislation, it doesn't matter, but you're doing it anyway. Jesus, he said, it's just not about a total issue.
Say, look, he is at a proper time. You could write that he did, but don't acknowledge